In the new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Relentless, documentary filmmaker Christina Fontana tries to help a Missouri family desperately searching for their missing daughter. Christina quickly goes down a rabbit hole of drugs, corruption, organized crime, and possibly murder, realizing she can't trust anyone, including the missing girl's own family. Start your free trial to follow Christina as she spends over a decade of her life searching for the truth. Relentless, now streaming on Discovery Plus, the streaming home of true crime and so much more, for just $4.99.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the weekly show to get you caught up on anything and everything happening in the WNBA. Coming up on this week's program, we have a recap of Week 8 in the WNBA, plus an interview with Matt Ellentuck. Matt is the creator of the WNBA newsletter called Here's Basketball. We discuss the United States Olympic women's basketball team competing in this year's Summer Olympics in Tokyo, and so much more. That's summing up on this week's program. But first, I want to get to my top three storylines. I want to start off with Nneka Ogwumike. Nneka Ogwumike was really one of the front runners during the wobble last season, which was the WNBA bubble. Nneka, the president of the WNBA Players Association, someone that has been so strategic and so organized in making the fight known for not just women's sports, but also for the Say Her Name movement that took place last year with Breonna Taylor, also raising awareness for what happened with the George Floyd situation and also with Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin last season. Nneka has done so much in her story WNBA career. She's a WNBA champion. She's also a league MVP. She's a rookie of the year. She's a multiple all-star and also a two-time Kim Perrott Sportsmanship Award winner. And it's just amazing to me that she was left off of this year's Olympic team. I'll get more into Nneka's case with Matt coming up in the interview segment. But, man, this is just, I don't know, it's tough every year. But, man, I mean, Nneka was just really one of the front runners in raising the awareness of what happened in the WNBA bubble, affectionately known as the Wubble last year. So I don't know. It's kind of tough of who, you know, you can the current members of the United States Women's Olympic Basketball Team. Again, it's it's tough. I mean, any of these ladies are deserving to be on the United States Women's Olympic Basketball Team. But Nneka Ogwumike is definitely someone that definitely deserves to be on that team. I know a lot of people have shown support for her and stating their case and stating their grievances for why she was left off the team. But that's neither here nor there. But Nneka, not on the team, definitely devastating. But I know she'll move on, and definitely will look forward to seeing what she does moving forward in her career.
Passion fuels performance. And at Baton Rouge General, the attention to detail in all that we do enhances patient care at every stage. With robotics technology designed to strengthen the meticulous craft, technique, and precision it takes to define expertise, we continue to innovate the way you heal. Baton Rouge General Advanced Robotics Institute. Learn more at brgeneral.org.
Bacon Bash, take one.
Head to Red Robin for Bacon Bash. For bacon on burgers, bacon on all the things, like the savory sweet bacon jammin' burger. Bacon jam, seriously? Bacon jammin' wings with bacon crumbles. Wings too, is this right? And the caramel and cookie crumb shake with candied bacon. Bacon on a shake, what? Okay, I think we're done. If you need me, I'll be at Red Robin.
You forgot to say for a limited time. Red Robin.
Yum. My next storyline is, I like to call this storyline a fine wine that gets better with time. And what I mean by that is Sue Bird, Diana Taurasi, and Sylvia Fowles. These three ladies are on the United States Women's Olympic basketball team. And these three ladies have had storied WNBA careers. Sue Bird has been phenomenal. She's a multiple WNBA champion, multiple All-Star, and not to mention she's won four Olympic gold medals, going for her fifth one in Tokyo. And I got to tell you, Sue Bird has just been phenomenal. She's been one of the great ambassadors for the game of, for not just the WNBA, but for women's basketball. She's been fantastic. She's been outstanding. And her game just continues to improve so tremendously, just year in and year out, just a model of consistency. And not just with Sue Bird, but Diana Taurasi. Again, multiple WNBA championships, a Rookie of the Year award winner. You know, again, this is, she's won four Olympic gold medals. She's on her way to trying to go for a fifth one. She's been outstanding in every sense of the word, and not to mention multiple scoring championships. The late, great Kobe Bryant once called Diana Taurasi the White Mamba, and definitely, she's definitely proven that year in and year out, just being a model of consistency and being such a great ambassador for the sport of women's basketball. And Sylvia Fowles, what can you say about Big Syl? Again, Big Syl, two-time WNBA champion. Also, she's a two-time finals MVP, a league MVP, multiple All-Star. Again, she's a three-time Olympic gold medalist. She's in search of her fourth Olympic championship, or fourth Olympic gold medal, I should say. Sylvia has always brought the heat since coming out of LSU, and being a great player on the defensive side, she's been phenomenal. And just again, she's been another great ambassador for the sport of women's basketball. So Sylvia Fowles, Sue Bird, Diana Taurasi, these three ladies are like fine wine. They have just gotten better with time, and they continue to set the standard for what women's basketball should be in their, at their respective positions.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
Nobler is more than just a different way to save on car insurance. Nobler is the only car insurance with personalized monthly rates and rewards based on how much and how well you drive every single time you get behind the wheel. So the more you use Nobler, the better you drive and the more you save, which means good drivers can save a lot of money. Nobler is simply smart insurance for smart drivers. Get your quote at Nobler.com, spelled N-O-B-L-R.com. Individual savings may vary. Must meet eligibility requirements to bind a policy.
And for my last storyline is going to be Tina Charles. What a season Tina Charles has had thus far. She's a candidate for this year's WNBA MVP. She's the leading candidate for the WNBA Most Valuable Player Award. Now, remember, she won the league MVP in 2012. She's also a former Rookie of the Year. She's a multiple All-Star. And she's also a two-time Olympic gold medalist, and she's on the United States women's Olympic basketball team that will be playing in Tokyo this summer. And again, it was interesting. This is a comeback year for Tina, because Tina last year, well, of course, Tina spent so many years with the New York Liberty, and she was traded last April to the Washington Mystics. Of course, she did not play in the bubble last year due to a pre-existing condition that impacted her immune system as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. But this year, I mean, Tina has been off the charts this year. She is currently the leading scorer in the WNBA, and she's in the top 10 in rebounds, also field goal percentage, just a list of the big statistical categories that you would want. And Tina Charles is definitely having a comeback of a comeback. And she's definitely got something to say about this, because currently the Mystics are kind of are getting in the groove of things right now. They're in the thick of things right now as far as the playoff race is concerned, as we get closer to the All-Star break. But Tina Charles is definitely somebody we have to pay attention to, and definitely, I believe, is the leading candidate right now for the league MVP. All right, that takes care of segment number one. When we come back from the break, we'll have the scores and highlights from Week 8 in the WNBA, plus the Player of the Week, and so much more. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Streaming only on Peacock, a new original comedy.
Me, in a punk band?
We are Lady Punk.
A confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power.
He puked all over the front row. Ew.
We are Lady Punk. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
In the new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Relentless, follow filmmaker Christina Fontana as she helps a family searching for their missing daughter, going down a rabbit hole of drugs, corruption, organized crime, and possibly murder. Relentless, now streaming on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else.
Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather.
Oh, yeah. So I saw the 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Hi, this is Terry Bradshaw here to remind you that rheumatic diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and lupus are important to know about. One in four Americans has a rheumatic disease, and I'm one of them. And if you're like me, folks, you don't have time for arthritis to slow you down. Between being a sportscaster, making movies, and checking things off my honey-do list, I'm busier now than I've ever been. Flare-ups aren't fun, which is why I follow the orders of my rheumatologist. Eating healthy, staying active, not smoking, taking my meds, and managing my stress all keep me going. I've also committed to my health by taking the American College of Rheumatology's pledge to live well with rheumatic disease, and you should too. Know the signs, get help, and take care of yourself, folks. Visit simpletax.org to take the pledge to live well.
Nobler is more than just a different way to save on car insurance. Nobler is the only car insurance with personalized monthly rates and rewards based on how much and how well you drive every single time you get behind the wheel. So the more you use Nobler, the better you drive and the more you save, which means good drivers can save a lot of money. Nobler is simply smart insurance for smart drivers. Get your quote at Nobler.com, spelled N-O-B-L-R.com. Individual savings may vary. Must meet eligibility requirements to bind a policy.
I got my daughter's hair looking tight. So we hopped in the car and went to Mickey D's to celebrate. I did my thing with these braids meal.
There's a meal for every moment on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Get your choice of a savory sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles, plus hash browns, all for just $2. Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves. It's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Let's get you caught up now on what happened in week 8 of the WNBA. Let's start off with the games on Tuesday, June the 29th. Let's start off with the Connecticut Sun going up against the Washington Mystics. The Sun would go on to beat the Mystics, final score 90-71. Meanwhile, another action, the Atlanta Dream would beat the New York Liberty 73-69. And I tell you what, for the Atlanta Dream, Courtney Williams was outstanding in this game. She made a big contribution in this one. Here's some of the highlights from that contest.
We appreciate you joining us tonight for some WNBA action. The Atlanta Dream start off with the ball. Courtney Williams right away from mid-range. This is a nice way to start the game for Courtney. And is rebounded by Courtney Williams, last year's leading rebounder in guards. And another one right off the back-to-back buckets for Courtney.
Because they haven't had a full, healthy rotation yet this season.
Coach talked about that. He said, we came into this season, Tiffany Hayes wasn't with us, and then we had her come back as Tiana Hawkins scores right away. She was looking for the bucket as well.
Not stifling, but a lot more aggressive than it was as Courtney Williams intercepts the cross-court pass meant for Bettina Gelaney.
Monique Billings, 1-2 step.
Not in my house, and stares her down and watches it as it goes out of bounds.
And Atlanta, full speed the other way. Courtney Williams, her way. Courtney Williams.
And those highlights were courtesy of the CBS Sports Network, and Courtney Williams had an effective game for the Atlanta Dream. She finished with 18 points. Meanwhile, in other statistics for the Dream, Crystal Bradford had 14 points, and Kennedy Carter and Cheyenne Parker both had 11 points. Again, the final score in that game, the Atlanta Dream 73, the New York Liberty 69. Meanwhile, now to other games that we had on Wednesday, June the 30th, the Chicago Sky beat the Dallas Wings 91-81. And also in other action, the Minnesota Lynx would go on to beat the Phoenix Mercury, final score 82-76. And for the Lynx, Kayla McBride made her presence felt in so many different ways. She would finish the game with 26 points in the contest. Here's some of the highlights from that game.
It's going to be hard for both players because they're so big. 6'6 and 6'4, and there's a turnover by the Mercury, but you can't allow each other to get so deep into the lane.
Kayla McBride puts it home after the Phoenix turnover. First year as a member of the Mercury, coming over in a deal
from New York along with Megan Walker. Pull-up Jay by McBride, one of the top shooters in the league. And 17 points.
And most of her shots have been face-ups.
Quickly back comes Minnesota. It's McBride again.
No, that's just not getting back on defense.
And again, those highlights were courtesy of the CBS Sports Network for the Minnesota Lynx. Kayla McBride would finish with 26 points. Also in that game, Nafisa Collier had a double-double with 19 points and 11 rebounds. Having a double-double with Sylvia Fowles, she had 15 points and 11 rebounds. As the Minnesota Lynx would go on to beat the Phoenix Mercury, final score 82-76. And in other action, the Las Vegas Aces beat the Los Angeles Sparks 99-75. On out to action that took place on Thursday, July 1st, between the game between the Connecticut Sun and the Indiana Fever. Connecticut would win, final score 86-80. Brianna Jones had a sensational game for the Sun. She would finish with over 30 points, and she made her presence felt in this one. Here's some highlights from that contest.
I'm really excited to see Lavender kind of take more into that leadership role, just as she's doing right now.
Brianna Jones, an all-star for the first time. Lavender has the assignment on her. And Jones, so strong.
Connecticut has got a couple points on the board. They're making it tough for them to score.
Thomas will loft it back inside for Brianna Jones, who has the size advantage. And on a second effort, Jones lays it in. They work back inside for Jones, who spins around McCowan. And a nice finish for Brianna.
And again, that audio was courtesy of CBS Sports Network. Brianna Jones had a fantastic game for the Connecticut Sun. She would finish with 34 points. Also, Jonquel Jones finished with 19 points, and DeWanna Bonner finished with 14 points, as the Sun would go on to beat the Fever, final score 86-80. On out to games on Friday, July the 2nd, the Dallas Wings beat the Chicago Sky 100-91, and the Seattle Storm beat the Atlanta Dream, final score 91-88. For Seattle, they're the defending champions, and they continue to show their championship prowess just game in and game out. And speaking of showing their prowess game in and game out, Jewel Lloyd and Sue Bird, yeah, they made their presence felt in this one. Here's some of the highlights from that contest.
Looks and says, "What? Who, me?" And Mercedes Russell goes, "Yes, that was a foul." And then she goes, "Yeah, yeah, you're right."
Bird for three out of the corner. There we go. As we mentioned, she has gone off on Seattle, including in the last game, 19 points and 11 rebounds. Sue is two for two from behind the arc. And she continues her 0-for from three-point range against Seattle this year. She is now 0-for-9. Sue is not 0-for at all. In fact, she is 3-for-3. It's a one-point game, 3:35 left. Stewart loses the defense, kicks it to Samuelson. Now inside Russell, back out Sue. Great look at it. Rotation and a flash. A huge three by Sue Bird. A big stop on the other. Can they get a dagger here that would put them up three possessions? Jewel the runner up and in.
Again, that's Sue Bird and Jewel Lloyd handling their business for the Seattle Storm as they beat the Atlanta Dream in 91-88. For the Storm, Sue Bird finished with 15 points and Jewel Lloyd finished with 10 points. Also, Ezzy McBagore finished with 12 points and Mercedes Russell finished with 10 points. Also, another action from Friday, July the 2nd, the Las Vegas Aces would beat the Los Angeles Sparks 66-58. And in games from Saturday, July the 3rd, the New York Liberty beat the Washington Mystics, final score 82-79. For the Liberty, of course, we know about Sabrina Ionescu handling her business in her second season in the WNBA. But also, we can't forget about some other people that have made contributions in this contest. Again, Sabrina made her presence felt in this game, knowing her words. And, of course, her teammate Jasmine Jones would also come up big against the Mystics. Here's highlights from that contest.
During those stints, play shots from the corner. Her three doesn't go, and there's Ionescu pulling it down quickly for Gray. And the conversion.
We'd like to see New York stop the ball early to prevent easy transition buckets.
Liberty have turned it over four times already. There's the dribble drive and the scoop by Ionescu. She's a 50% shooter from the field during the regular season.
Right, and they need some of that right now because the Liberty hasn't been shooting the ball very well.
That's Jones. Her three is perfect. She has five.
And again, that audio is courtesy of the CBS Sports Network. And again, Sabrina Ionescu finished with 15 points. And also Jasmine Jones would finish with 17 points. Also, Betnija Laney finished with 19 points. And Michaela Onyenwere and Rashonda Gray finished with 11 points. As again, the New York Liberty beat the Washington Mystics. Final score, 82-79. Also, another action, we had the Indiana Fever take on the Connecticut Sun. The Fever would beat the Sun. Final score, 73-67. And for the Fever, this is only their second win of the year, but Danielle Robinson made her presence felt in this contest. Here's highlights from that game.
Jones steps into a three and leaves that one short. Jones is lethal from out there, nearly 50% from the three-point line as Robinson on the drive rolls it in. Dealt with a little foul trouble on Thursday night as well. This is where Danielle Robinson at her best. And perhaps that can pay dividends here in the second half.
Right. You know, as a player, it's almost like a mental thing. You see that ball going one time, you might not miss a shot the rest of the game.
Here so far, the two teams are combined 2 of 18 from the three-point line. As Robinson steps into a two and buries it.
All right, and again, that's Danielle Robinson making her presence felt for the Indiana Fever. She finished with 19 points. Also, Tierra McCowan had a double-double with 13 points and 12 rebounds. Kelsey Mitchell finished with 14 points as the Indiana Fever beat the Connecticut Sun 73-67. And also another action, the Minnesota Lynx beat the Phoenix Mercury 99-68. And on an action on the 4th of July, the Las Vegas Aces beat the Atlanta Dream. The final score, 118-95, and the Seattle Storm beat the Los Angeles Sparks, 84-74. And those were your scores and highlights from Week 8 in the WNBA.
Now, Glacier Fishing Company is now hiring processing crew to work on board our commercial fishing vessel, the Northern Glacier, in the Bering Sea of Alaska. This is an opportunity to join a great company and experience the adventure of life at sea. Glacier is offering a $1,500 sign-on bonus to Northern Glacier new hires that complete a full contract. To apply, visit our website at www.glacierfish.com.
Now let's get you caught up on the current league leaders in the WNBA. Let's start off with points per game. Tina Charles, I mentioned her name earlier. She remains the league leader in points per game. She's averaging 25 points per game. Coming in at number two is Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun, followed by Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm is third, followed by Orike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings in fourth, and Betnija Laney is fifth from the New York Liberty. Next category is rebounds per game. Jonquel Jones is the leader in rebounds per game, followed by Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx is at number two. Brianna Stewart is third, followed by Tina Charles in fourth from the Washington Mystics. And then in fifth from the Phoenix Mercury is Brittany Griner. Next category is assists per game. Coming in at number one is Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky, followed by in number two, Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. Coming in third is Sue Bird from the Seattle Storm. And fourth is Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. And in fifth is Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. Next category is field goal percentage. Sylvia Fowles is number one. She's shooting 61% from the field. Coming in at number two is Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. And in third is her teammate, Brianna Turner. Followed in fourth by Rufy Hebert from the Chicago Sky. And in fifth is Brianna Jones from the Connecticut Sun. Next category is free throw percentage. Coming in at number one is Kayla McBride from the Minnesota Lynx. Coming in at number two is Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky. In third is Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. And in fourth is Allie Quigley from the Chicago Sky. And in fifth is Ari McDonald from the Atlanta Dream. Next category is three-point percentage. Coming in at number one is Stephanie Talbot from the Seattle Storm. Coming in second is Rachel Banham from the Minnesota Lynx. In third is Sue Bird from the Seattle Storm, and fourth is Tiffany Hayes from the Atlanta Dream, and in fifth is Jonquel Jones. Next category is steals per game. Coming in at number one is Sylvia Fowles. And number two is Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky. And third is Brittany Sykes from the Los Angeles Sparks. And fourth is Danielle Robinson from the Indiana Fever. And fifth is Rebecca Allen from the New York Liberty. And then we have in blocks per game, Brittany Griner remains the leader in blocks per game from the Phoenix Mercury. Coming in at number two is Brianna Stewart, followed by Sylvia Fowles is in third place. Liz Cambage is fourth from the Las Vegas Aces. And then we have Jessica Breland from the Indiana Fever. And last but not least, we have minutes played. Nafisa Collier leads the WNBA in minutes played, followed by number two is Courtney Williams from the Atlanta Dream. And then third is Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury. And fourth is Bettnija Laney. And then in fifth is Brianna Stewart. So we have Nafisa Collier again leading the world for the normally at the beginning of the year, Courtney Williams had been having the lead in minutes played, but currently it's Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx that leads in minutes played. So those are your current league leaders in the WNBA.
Glacier Fishing Company is now hiring processing crew to work on board our commercial fishing vessel, the Northern Glacier, in the Bering Sea of Alaska. This is an opportunity to join a great company and experience the adventure of life at sea. Glacier is offering a $1,500 sign-on bonus to Northern Glacier new hires that complete a full contract. To apply, visit our website at www.glacierfish.com.
Now, as far as the standings are concerned, it's getting a little bit tight as we get closer to the All-Star break. The Las Vegas Aces are currently in the number one seed right now. They have a record of 13-4. Also, with a record of 13-4, are the defending champion Seattle Storm. They have a record of 13-4. Coming in third spot is the Connecticut Sun with a record of 12-6. Coming in fourth is the Minnesota Lynx with a record of 9-7. Coming in fifth is the Chicago Sky with a record of 10-9. Coming in the sixth spot is the New York Liberty with a record of 9-9. Coming in the seventh spot are the Dallas Wings. They have a record of 9-9. Coming in eighth is the Phoenix Mercury with a record of 7-9. Coming in the ninth spot is the Washington Mystics with a record of 7-10. Following the 10th spot are the Atlanta Dream with a record of 6-10. Coming in 11th are the Los Angeles Sparks. And in last place in the WNBA standings are the Indiana Fever with a record of 2-16. And let's get you caught up on some of the Player of the Week awards in the WNBA. The WNBA Player of the Week for the week of June the 28th in the Eastern Conference is DeWanna Bonner from the Connecticut Sun. And in the Western Conference is Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. Meanwhile, the Player of the Month in the Eastern Conference is Tina Charles from the Washington Mystics. And for the Western Conference is Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. The Rookie of the Month award for the month of June, again for the second time, is Michaela Onyanwere from the New York Liberty. And the Coach of the Month for the month of June goes to James Wade from the Chicago Sky. So those are your league leaders and standings, and also your current Player of the Week awards, Player of the Month awards, and the Coach of the Month awards in the WNBA.
North Star Fishing Company is now hiring processing crew to work on board our commercial fishing vessels in the Bering Sea of Alaska. This is an opportunity to join a great company and experience the adventure of life at sea. North Star is offering $1,500 sign-on bonuses to new hires that complete a full contract. To apply, visit our website at www.northstarfishing.com.
To anyone with severe emphysema or those who care about them, it's an all too familiar sound. The struggle to breathe. Ask your doctor about the Spiration Valve System, a new treatment for severe emphysema that may help you breathe more easily. It's not right for everyone, but it could be a chance to be you again. Learn more about the Spiration Valve System and potential risks and complications by visiting Spiration.com. That's Spiration.com.
All right, when we come back from the break, I have an exclusive interview with Matt Ellentop. He's back on the program. He's the creator of the newsletter called Here's Basketball, which is dedicated to the WNBA. We go more into detail about this year's United States Women's Olympic basketball team. Why was Neko Ogwumike left off the team? And also we go more into detail of who's on the team, such as Sue Bird, Diana Taurasi, Sylvia Fowles, and so much more. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Switching to Geico is a good idea, especially when you consider everything.
First off, Geico makes it easy to switch. They have licensed agents available 24/7 online or over the phone.
But if it's so easy, you might start thinking everything is easy, even big wave surfing. And it's not. It's actually quite difficult.
Well, if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds on car insurance. And you could keep saving by bundling your motorcycle, boat, and RV, plus your home or renter's insurance.
But saving money might lead you to make some questionable purchases, like a 20-foot feather boa. And do you know how hard it is to clean a 20-foot feather boa?
Well, they do have an industry-leading mobile app you can use to pay your bill, file and manage a claim, or add a new driver.
But when life gets a little easier, it makes you too confident, and you start calling everyone Ace. And you're better than that.
Well, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating and has been saving people money for 85 years. It's hard to beat that.
But you're right.
Switch to Geico. It's obviously a good idea.
Get 30% shorter average wait time. When you buy and book your appointment at DiscountTire.com, you can get 30% shorter average wait time in the store. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals like John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
He said to me, Klaus can get away with murder.
Dr. Death, The Undoctored Story.
This guy's dangerous.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
There was this whole other world going on.
Plus the most bingeable crime series, Buried in the Backyard and Snap. And with the Dateline 24/7 channel that's always on.
Did you want her death?
You can't not obsess. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
Get 30% shorter average wait time. When you buy and book your appointment at DiscountTire.com, you can get 30% shorter average wait time in the store. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals like John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
He said to me, Klaus can get away with murder.
Dr. Death, The Undoctored Story.
This guy's dangerous.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
There was this whole other world going on.
Plus the most bingeable crime series, Buried in the Backyard and Snap. And with the Dateline 24/7 channel that's always on.
Did you want her death?
You can't not obsess. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
Yeah, I mean, we're pissed, honestly. I think the thing about Necker is that, like, nothing has to be given to her. It's like she earned it, and she deserves it. And I think that's the most frustrating and disappointing part. Like, that's the part that makes you angry the most, is that, like, she was asked to serve, you know, as part of a group of eight players that, you know, went on a Team USA tour and represented USA and, you know, were kind of pushed and promoted as, like, this is our kind of this core group of players that Team USA is going to kind of build around, you know, over the next few years. And for her to go and put that time in, show up to every Team USA mini camp, you know, continue to train and prepare herself, staying ready, sacrificing financially. Could have gone overseas maybe to make more money than sacrificing for Team USA. Sacrificing her body in terms of, you know, performing well, leading the team in scoring during the tour.
That audio was courtesy of the Los Angeles Sparks, and that was Los Angeles Sparks head coach Derek Fisher expressing his frustration for about Nneka Ogwumike being left of the United States women's Olympic basketball team. We're going to talk more about that as well as the rest of the United States women's Olympic basketball team. And let's welcome him back to the program, a gentleman who is absolutely one of my favorites on the program. He's the writer of the WNBA newsletter, Here's Basketball, Matt Ellentuck. Hey, Matt, welcome back.
Hey, Ed, what's going on?
Oh, man, a lot has been going on, man. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to it. You heard Derek Fisher's comments about Nneka Ogwumike, and rightfully so. I mean, Nneka was, you know, Nneka has done great things, not just for the WNBA, but just in society in general, being the president of the WNBA Players Association. Her voice was really the strongest in the wobble last season. I've got to ask you, what are the reasons that you've heard that Nneka was left off of the team?
Yeah, I mean, my guess is it's good. No one really knows. There are a lot of, I guess, basketball reasons you can pin to why Nneka maybe didn't make the team. It seems that Team USA prioritized an extra guard over an extra forward, probably because Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi are a bit injury-prone at this point. Nneka is also a bit of an undersized forward. It hasn't stopped her from having an awesome career, but she is only 6'2", and does usually play a size up in the WNBA, and I guess Team USA didn't see a fit for her there. It's puzzling. I'm not sure if it's the choice I would have made, but it definitely was a shock to everyone.
Indeed, it was a shock to me when I heard it. And like you said, Matt, it was a shock to everyone. I want to stay with Nneka for a moment. Before we go over the complete roster, I'm looking at it right here. We've got the United States women's Olympic basketball team for Tokyo. We have Jewel Lloyd, Sue Bird, Asia Wilson, Brianna Stewart, Diana Taurasi, Sylvia Fowles, Tina Charles, Brittany Griner, Ariel Atkins, Nafisa Collier, Skylar Diggins-Smith, and Chelsea Gray. All of these women are very talented in their own right and definitely deserve to be on any Olympic team. But you mentioned about Sue and Diana being injury prone in this stage of their careers. If anyone had to be replaced, I'm just hypothetically speaking, if somebody had to be replaced to make a spot for Nneka on that team, who do you think it would be?
It's a great question. I mean, first of all, I do think, you know, every player who made the roster was extremely qualified and is one of the best players in the world. I don't think that you can really deny, you know, any player who made its talent. In terms of, who would have been moved, honestly, I think it just would have been positionally done. Like, you know, if you were probably going to take someone off, it, you know, maybe it would be taking off Ariel Atkins, not because she's not skilled, but because instead you would carry an extra forward instead of an extra guard. But it's super hard. I mean, I'm so happy Ariel Atkins is with the team. She's probably one of the most underrated players the league has, and I hope this Olympic nod changes the way she's covered and talked about, because she is one of the best, you know, 15-20 players in the world, an elite defender, an amazing scorer, and probably a huge reason for why the Mystics are going to overachieve even without so many players out with injury this year. So it's hard to tell. I mean, everybody who did make the roster again is deserving, is an elite player. It was just a really big surprise because Nneka had done everything really in her career correctly to be worthy of, you know, representing America at the Olympics.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Peacock is streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chris Lee Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals like John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
He said to me, Klaus can get away with murder.
Dr. Death. The Undoctored Story.
This guy's dangerous.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
There was this whole other world going on.
Plus, the most bingeable crime series, Buried in the Backyard, and Snap. And with the Dateline 24/7 channel that's always on.
Did you want her death?
You can't not obsess. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl and a fowl of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl and a fowl of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl and a fowl of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're right about that. And speaking of representing the Olympics, her former teammate in Los Angeles, Candace Parker, was not on this team as well. Do you think it was fair that she was not on the Olympics?
Candace was never going to play for Team USA. That was made pretty clear after she was, we were having the same conversation we're having with NECA now as the conversation we were having about Candace 5 years ago. So, she's sworn off Team USA, and it's very hard to blame her because, a player of her caliber getting cut from the Olympic roster was truly a wild decision.
Yeah, rightfully so. So we've covered the bases on NECA Ogunbowale being left off of the Olympic, the women's Olympic basketball team. But, Matt, we've got a great roster, and let's get right to it. Let's start off with Jewel Lloyd. We know, they call her the Gold Mamba, and rightfully so, a disciple of the late, great Kobe Bryant. What she's done in Seattle, winning two WNBA championships, her game is just flawless. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Jewel making the Olympic team.
Yeah, I'm super psyched for Jewel and think she should, probably be in consideration for the starting lineup. I mean, Jewel is doing things on a nightly basis that I don't think any other player in the world is doing right now. She's an elite shot creator. an elite shooter. Hands in her face haven't really mattered all year. I mean, Jewel is the complete player we always hoped she'd be when she was the number one pick, half a decade ago.
Yeah, man, Jewel is definitely handling her business. She's, again, as I said earlier, she's a two-time WNBA champion, also a WNBA Rookie of the Year. So she's definitely handled her business so far in her young career. Next on the team, we have Sue Bird. I mean, what can you say about her? Sue Bird, decorated career, still going strong, still handling her business in the top five in the WNBA in assist, and someone that's definitely just made her mark in the world of women's basketball. Multiple WNBA championships, multiple All-Star games, multiple college championships. What can you say about her? Just phenomenal in every aspect. Just and also a multiple Olympic gold medal winner. Just give me your thoughts on Sue being back on her fifth Olympic team.
Yeah, I mean, Sue's a legend, one of the best ever. To think that somebody is still playing at this high of a level at 40 years old is truly unbelievable. And she's still an elite playmaker, elite passer, great shooter, really, really good decision maker. I mean, Sue is the total package, and she's been the total package for like two decades at this point. So I am happy Sue gets to have one last Olympics under her belt.
Awesome. And I want to stay with Sue for a moment. This is going to be her fifth Olympic Games. You said this may be her last one. Do you think this is going to be the last one for her in Tokyo?
I do. I think if Sue is still playing in the WNBA and on the Olympic roster at 44, just in my mind would be completely blown. But I think that's probably an unfair expectation. So I would expect this to be Sue's last. But listen, if she wants to go for it at 44, I think we're all here to watch it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, hey, if Tom Brady can continue to play at a high level, I mean, Sue Bird has all the capabilities to do it, but definitely a decorated career thus far and still continue to add to the legacy that is Sue Bird.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's next talk of now about forward Asia Wilson. I mean, Asia, what a career that she's had so far in her young career. She's the reigning WNBA MVP, multiple All-Star, an NBA Rookie of the Year, won an NCAA title in South Carolina. She's been outstanding. She's been great thus far. Give me your thoughts on Asia and her making her first Olympic team.
Yeah, I mean, Asia Wilson is the right now and the future. It's kind of wild to think that she's only 24 at this point with all that she's accomplished, already been an MVP, carried her team to the finals last year, won a championship in college. She's going to be under her college head coach with Team USA. It's a really exciting time to be Asia Wilson and to be able to watch Asia Wilson because she's already one of the best in the world, and her game, you know, is going to grow that much more with more experience. So this is Asia's first Olympic appearance out of probably many.
Yeah, definitely expect big things from her throughout the course of her career. And speaking of big things, the next person that we have has been killing it for so long, bro. Your girl Stewie, Brianna Stewart, man, she was on the last Olympic team in Rio de Janeiro and definitely handled her business, winning a gold medal, multiple WNBA champion, in a league MVP, finals, multiple finals MVP. I mean, just did it all. I mean, a high school All-American, great collegiate career at UConn, a four-time champion. in college. I mean, Breonna Stewart, just similar to Sue Bird. I mean, that resume is continuing to pile up. Give me your thoughts on Stewie making her second Olympic team.
Yeah, I mean, four college championships, two WNBA championships. She already has one gold medal. She probably will have two by the age of 26. Stewie is just on another level. She has been pretty much, you know, her entire basketball career. So it's going to be super exciting to see her just keep, you know, adding to the resume and, you know, seeing what she can bring year in and year out, because she's still, again, I'm not even sure she's hit her peak yet, and that's even after, you know, recovering from a torn Achilles, and she's just an unbelievable player.
And speaking of being an unbelievable player, Matt, you know, we talk a lot about Sue Bird, but also there's another KG veteran on this Olympic team, and that's Diana Taurasi. Again, what a career she has had thus far. Multiple WNBA champion, a finals MVP, a league MVP, multiple all-star games. Also, she's made her contribution as well. She's won four Olympic gold medals, and not to mention she is became the first player in WNBA history to score over 9,000 points, and she is currently the WNBA's all-time leading scorer. What a feat. You know, if Jewel Lloyd is the gold Mamba, then Kobe Bryant once called Diana the white Mamba. Give me your thoughts on Taurasi making another Olympic team.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super happy she recovered in time, you know, to give it a go. She had a fracture in her sternum last month, and she missed about a month of play, but she came back on Sunday. She was awesome. And it's great. It's probably, you know, likely Diana's last Olympic run also, but it's great that we're going to see her and Sue still compete and still be really, really, really high-level players. You know, this isn't just like a pat on the back and a thank you. Like, Sue and Diana are still two of the best in the world.
And speaking of being the best in the world, again, we got another veteran on the team, Matt, Sylvia Fowles. I mean, what can you say about Big Sil? Again, multiple WNBA champion, multiple finals MVP, a league MVP, multiple all-star games. And during her time playing for the Chicago Sky, and then, of course, taking her game to the next level, playing for the Minnesota Lynx. And then, of course, this is going to be her fourth Olympic Games. Give me your thoughts on Sylvia being on the Olympic team.
It is a no-brainer. I mean, Sylvia Fowles might be, you know, the best center of all time. She's still, even at 35, is in the MVP conversation. Nobody really in the league has found an answer for what she can give. She's strong. She's got great touch, great defensive instincts. She's a really good passer, awesome teammate. I mean, Sylvia is one of the elites. And I still think that, you know, in the Olympics, not many teams are going to have a response for her.
You're absolutely right about that. I think, again, you mentioned it, Matt, for physical play and defense. I mean, they won't have an answer for her. She's just simply outstanding. The next person that we have is Tina Charles. Again, Tina, a league MVP, a rookie of the year, multiple all-star, so many accolades for her in her WNBA career thus far. She's a two-time Olympic gold medalist. She'll be headed back. This is going to be her third Olympic Games. Just give me your thoughts on Tina being on the team.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty wild. I think in 2019, which was her last season of the WNBA, not only me, I think a lot of people were pretty down on her game, that she seemed to be hitting a little bit of a decline. Her shooting numbers went down. She wasn't carrying New York like she had been in the past. But fast forward 2 years, and now we're talking about Tina Charles is probably competing with Jonquil Jones to win that MVP award. She's completely transformed her game. She looks like she's in the best shape of her life. She's shooting three-pointers at a rate she hasn't in the past. Confident as ever, and she's really running that Mystics team without Elena Deladon there. So Tina's game is really, really, really impressive this year, so I'm really happy she's made the cut here too.
Yeah, and now the next person to make the cut is Brittany Griner. And Brittany is a WNBA champion. She's a two-time scoring champion and a multiple all-star. And again, similar to Sylvia Fowles, I mean, her defense is impeccable. And again, this is going to be her second Olympic game. She won a gold medal in Rio de Janeiro in 2016. Give me your thoughts on Brittany making the team.
Yeah, BG's having an awesome year in the WNBA too. And again, it's really hard to match with a 6'9" post. She's got, you know, mid-range jumper range, really smart shot blocker around the rim. She's gotten a ton better passing out of double teams as well. She's really been an asset as a passer. So BG was another no-brainer and another player that, you know, nobody in the world has another player who can match up to her.
This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz and Watson. And with the weekend just 4 days away, it's time to stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
From the weekend warriors to the renovation dreamers, Lowe's has you covered. We know you take pride in every project you take on. We share that pride, so we're celebrating with Craftsman Days. Tackle your yard with outdoor power equipment, fix that sink with hand tools and flashlights, and tinker under the hood with mechanics tool sets. Whatever your next project is, you'll find what you need during Craftsman Days. Shop online or in-store at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, U.S. only.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl and a fowl of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And the next person that we have, and you mentioned her name earlier, Matt, Ariel Atkins. What a star that she's what a star in the making. We talked about Asia Wilson earlier being a star in the making, and of course we talked about Breanna Stewart, but we've got Ariel Atkins. I mean, the WNBA champion. She's an all-star, made an all-rookie team. Her defense is solid as well, and a great offensive player as well. Give me your thoughts on Ariel making her first Olympic team.
Yeah, I mean, I go as far as to say as her defense is elite, and you know, maybe is her best attribute. I mean, Ariel Atkins is an awesome, awesome two-way player, and she's, you know, a piece that Team USA was probably thinking, you know, building towards the future when a couple of players, you know, this time around may be retired, you know, 3-4 years from now. Made a lot of sense. And Ariel's a player who doesn't really need the ball a whole ton to be happy, so she can slot into any rotation, you know, space the floor as a shooter and have a real good time just locking down, you know, the opposing team's guards. I really like this move. I really like Ariel Atkins, and I hope that, you know, we start talking about her game as one of the elites now because she's there. You know, even though she hasn't had an all-star nod yet, which is pretty wild to be an Olympian before being named an all-star, but her game is there. She's ready.
It's Macy's July 4th sale with our lowest prices of the season on summer updates for your home, like 20 to 50% off outdoor furniture and the Radley 5-piece sectional chaise sofa, $1,999. And get a free adjustable base or box spring with qualifying mattress purchase. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Sign up today at Macy's.com/StarRewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl and a fowl of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl and a fowl of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Macy's July 4th sale with our lowest prices of the season on summer updates for your home, like 20 to 50% off outdoor furniture and the Radley 5-piece sectional chaise sofa, $1,999. And get a free adjustable base or box spring with qualifying mattress purchase. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Sign up today at Macy's.com/StarRewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Indeed, she's going to be ready, and also someone that has been ready for a while is Nafisa Collier. Nafisa is a WNBA Rookie of the Year. She's made an all-rookie team. She's a multiple all-star. Again, defense is something that she does very well as well. In addition to her high offensive play, she's a solid rebounder. And, she played for Gino Auriemma in that UConn, winning a national championship. So give me your thoughts on Nafisa making the team.
Yeah, I mean, she's another, you know, young two-way player who makes a lot of sense to keep. She can also space the floor, is able to, you know, switch and guard multiple positions. She's already used to playing down low with Sylvia Fowles, so I'm sure they'll be in a lot of rotations together over in Tokyo. But, yeah, Nafisa is another piece of the puzzle. She's 24 also, so I assume this will be the first of many all-star games, you know, for her in Asia and Ariel to come to.
Yeah, definitely. You know, many, many more Olympic games for Nafisa, definitely doing her thing. And, you know, Matt, there's a saying that goes that looks can be deceiving. Well, if looks can be deceiving, I mean, Skylar Diggins-Smith is don't let the face fool you now, man. She is one of the – has been one of the premier players, not just in the WNBA, but in all of women's basketball. She's a multiple all-star. She is made an all-rookie team. She's had a great college career at Notre Dame. And Skylar Diggins-Smith is going to be on the Olympic team. This is interesting, Matt, because this is Skylar's first Olympic team that she's made. Give me your thoughts on Skylar making her first team.
Yeah, I mean, Skylar might be small, but, you know, she's strong, really smart decision maker also. And you know, to really lead Phoenix with Taurasi out the last month, and I think she's done a really solid job. For real, she's a really good leader, really good scorer. I mean, it makes a ton of sense to bring her to Tokyo, and I'm glad she's getting her first opportunity.
Yeah, definitely a long overdue. So congratulations to her on making the team. And then on the last spot, we have this man, Chelsea Gray. What can you say about Chelsea? I mean, great scorer, great in the paint, an effective rebounder. Again, Chelsea is a WNBA champion, winning a title with the Los Angeles Sparks, multiple all-star games, and currently playing for the Las Vegas Aces. This is her first Olympic team that she's making. Give me your thoughts on Chelsea making the team.
Yeah, another playmaker, which is really important for Team USA to have plenty of, because, you know, they have the elite scorers. They have, you know, Asia and Brianna and Feezy and Sylvia down low. It's a matter of getting players who can help create, you know, opportunities for them. And that's exactly what Chelsea Gray's been doing all year in Las Vegas with Asia, with Liz Cambage. You know, this is Chelsea Gray's role, and she's also a solid defender. She's a big body, which is, you know, really helpful getting through the first line of defense and making the right decisions. So Chelsea Gray is a really, you know, she's an all-around talent. And, again, I see why she made the team. You know, she deserves to be there too.
Yeah, definitely. So that's your United States Olympic women's basketball team roster. Definitely a great team assembled with Jewel Lloyd, Sue Bird, Asia Wilson, Brianna Stewart, Diana Taurasi, Sylvia Fowles, Tina Charles, Brittany Griner, Ariel Atkins, Nafisa Collier, Skylar Diggins-Smith, and Chelsea Gray. You know, Matt, the head coach of the Olympic women's national basketball team is one of my favorite players of all time, and that's Dawn Staley. We know about Dawn being a multiple WNBA All-Star, also currently coaching for University of South Carolina Gamecocks. I mean, I remember her as a player, Matt, and just her leadership skills were just through the roof. And then playing in the WNBA, her leadership skills were through the roof, and then she brought her leadership skills currently with the University of South Carolina. She is she's a three-time Olympic gold medalist, winning in Atlanta and in Sydney and in Athens in 96, 2000, and 2004, respectively. Give me your thoughts on Coach Staley being the coach of the Olympic team.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super excited to see, you know, what Dawn Staley does at the Olympics. She is, you know, like you said, a really accomplished player and coach. You know, she was a genius at South Carolina right now, and has been for the last, I don't even know how long she's been there, but as long as she's been there, she's going to have a lot of fun working with all the best talent, you know, in the world professionally now. And, you know, what else can you say? She's a great leader. I think everybody's really excited to play for her. It should be a lot of fun.
And on her coaching staff, Matt, we have the assistant coaches. First one, is Dan Hughes. Dan Hughes was the former coach of the Cleveland Rock, of the Charlotte Sting and the Cleveland Rockers, also the San Antonio Stars, and he really had his claim to fame with the Seattle Storm, winning two WNBA championships, also a two-time WNBA Coach of the Year. Give me your thoughts on Coach Hughes being an assistant on the Olympic team.
Yeah, I mean, Dan Hughes is, you know, again, one of the greats in coaching. He really changed the game a lot in the W with how he runs, or ran, I should say, because he's no longer the head coach of the Seattle Storm. But how he ran Stewie and Jewel and Sue and spacing the floor and, you know, a priority on three-point shooting, which a lot of coaches weren't, you know, ready to do yet. But that's how, you know, Dan Hughes won two championships with that group. But, yeah, Dan's a really smart dude, and, you know, this is going to be, I believe, the close of his coaching career. So probably a pretty cool way to do it, you know, probably winning gold at Tokyo.
Right, rightfully so. And speaking of being an awesome coach, the next assistant is Cheryl Reeve. Cheryl has been the head coach at the for the Minnesota Lynx for over two decades. I mean, her track record is phenomenal. A three-time WNBA Coach of the Year. She's a four-time WNBA champion. She's also coached many WNBA All-Star games. I mean, her consistency continues to shine bright with the Minnesota Lynx and what she's done in women's basketball. Give me your thoughts on Coach Reeve being an assistant on the Olympic team.
Yeah, another no-brainer. I mean, coaching legend, and she's still got a long time to go. You know, she's the reason why we got the Minnesota Lynx dynasties for the entire 2010s. Put together some of the greatest rosters ever, and she's building another, you know, elite core in Minnesota now, even after, you know, Maya Moore left. So Cheryl's a genius. She's super smart. That players, you know, really want to play for.
And then the last assistant coach that we have is Jennifer Rosati. And Jennifer currently serves as the president of the Connecticut Sun. So she definitely has a very major front office position. She played in the WNBA for some time, was a two-time WNBA champion. And, again, she's currently has a front office position, and she's had some coaching experience. Give me your thoughts on Jennifer serving as an assistant on the Olympic team.
Yeah, I mean, another experienced coach who's, you know, been around Team USA for a long time, so it makes a lot of sense to have her, you know, as part of this roster. And I really think that Team USA is not only, you know, the best roster in the world, but they are being coached by, you know, the best core in the world as well.
Rightfully so, and that's your 2020 roster for the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo, the United States women's national basketball team players and coaches. And Matt, before I let you go, I know the U.S. is, of course, is going to have some stiff competition. I want to start off with Australia, and, you know, Liz Cambage. We know her. Her track record is phenomenal. Liz, along with also on the Australian team, we have Ezzie McBegor, and certainly throughout the years in Olympic play, Australia has always given the United States women problems throughout the Olympic history. And their head coach is Sandy Brondello, and we know what type of pedigree that she's had. She's the current coach of the Phoenix Mercury. Just give me your thoughts on what type of problems you think Australia could pose in the Olympics for the U.S.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably the same as we were talking about in 2016, which is just making sure that Liz Cambage doesn't tear the team apart. She's obviously capable of it. She's, you know, a 6'8 post with shooting range. It's, again, we were talking about players who could match up to Sylvia Fowles and Brittany Griner. The answer is pretty much just Liz as the only player who could, you know, help stop either one of those two. So, you know, Liz will obviously be the target, but it'll be a matter of, you know, for Australia, if they can get their shooters rolling, whether it's Rebecca Allen or Leilani Mitchell or Alana Smith or Stephanie Talbot, if any of that group gets hot, you know, in tandem with Liz on the inside, maybe Team USA gets, you know, frightened a little bit. But I still think Team USA's roster just outmatches, you know, everyone, including Australia.
Do you see any other countries that could pose a threat to the U.S.?
Very honestly, I don't.
Fair enough. I mean, hey, like you said, man, this roster is just flawless from top to bottom, start to finish, and the coaching squad is phenomenal. And that's Matt Ellentuck giving us his thoughts as we review the 2020 United States Olympic Women's National Basketball Team. Matt, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. Just tell everybody about your newsletter, Here's Basketball.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, Ed. Honestly, the best place right now to find, you know, everything I do is probably just on Twitter. That's where I'm pushing everything out. So My Twitter handle is at MELLENTUCK. So that's at MelonTech.
Awesome. And one more time, Matt, tell everybody where they can find you on Twitter. Where can they find you on any of the other social media platforms, any websites that you have? You're allowed to promote that as well. And also tell everybody where can they check out the newsletter of Here's Basketball.
Yeah, so the newsletter is melontuck.substack.com, so I'm not publishing as frequently there anymore, but you can find my work kind of all over as a freelancer. Most of my stuff lives on uprox.com, so that's uproxx.com, and I hope you'll check it out.
Awesome, and you heard it from him. He is Matt Ellentuck. He has a wonderful newsletter covering all things with the WNBA and women's basketball called Here's Basketball, and also check him out on the social media platforms. Like he said, check him out on Twitter and the various social media platforms. That's M. Ellentuck. So check him out as we discuss the United States women's Olympic basketball team headed to Tokyo. Matt, thank you so much, and if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Ed. Take care, man.
Oh, you too, my man. Be back with more right after this.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Everybody, once again, that was a big special thank you to Matt Ellentuck, the creator of the WNBA newsletter called Here's Basketball. We were discussing the United States Olympic women's basketball team competing in the 2021 Summer Olympics in Tokyo. Okay, before we head on out of here, let's give you the upcoming WNBA game schedule. Starting on Monday, July the 5th, will be the Dallas Wings squaring off against the New York Liberty. On Wednesday, July the 7th, the Dallas Wings will square off against the Minnesota Lynx. The Phoenix Mercury will square off against the Las Vegas Aces, and we have the Los Angeles Sparks going up against the Seattle Storm. On Friday, July 9th, we have the Atlanta Dream going up against the Connecticut Sun. The New York Liberty will square off against the Indiana Fever. The Seattle Storm will square off against the Phoenix Mercury. And the Minnesota Lynx will square off against the Las Vegas Aces. On Saturday, July the 10th, we'll have the Washington Mystics going up against the Chicago Sky. And on Sunday, July 11th, the last regular season slate of regular season games before the All-Star game. And on Sunday, July the 11th, we have the Las Vegas Aces going up against the Dallas Wings, the Connecticut Sun going up against the New York Liberty, the Indiana Fever going up against the Atlanta Dream, the Phoenix Mercury going up against the Seattle Storm, and we also have the Minnesota Lynx going up against the Los Angeles Sparks. So definitely a lot of big games coming up right before the All-Star break. Once again, a big special thank you to Matt Ellentuck, the creator of the WNBA newsletter, Here's Basketball, giving us his 411 on the United States Olympic women's basketball team competing in the Summer Olympics in Tokyo. And a big thank you to you, the listeners out there, for tuning into this week's edition of Striving for It All. Until next week, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and we'll talk to you again next week. We'll be right back.